Now, unexpectedly, I ended up watching the Women's World Cup football final yesterday, and I'm so glad that I stumbled upon it on TV, because what an absolutely fantastic showcase of talent. Great game to watch, a very well-deserved victory for Team USA, who'd really dominated the tournament. And of course, this is a team that's been making headlines for more than just their sporting prowess. There's been the spat with Donald Trump over the singing of the national anthem and the prospect of a visit to the White House. There's been the very much publicized arguments around equal pay in the face of what we know are massive disparities in the football world in terms of how men and women are compensated for their performance. And boy, they certainly made a strong case on the field yesterday. Interesting to note that on Friday, the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, discussed the possibility of both expanding the field and doubling the prize money for the next Women's World Cup. It would be a good start, but it would still leave them far, far short. We currently believe that the women's purse is around about, if it's been doubled, it'll be around about 1/5 of the men's prize purse. So there's still a very long way to go here. But I actually don't want to talk about international soccer and women's soccer today. I want to talk about another women's sport in which South Africans are doing incredibly well, and that is international pool. In fact, a South African woman has just won the World Championship, and the Proteas ladies team has also emerged victorious at the World 8-Ball Pool Championships in Blackpool. And on the line with me is Amy Claire King, who is a 28-year-old Gauteng resident who's just been crowned the World Masters Singles Champion at that event. Amy Claire, lovely to have you on the show today, and congratulations on the win.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, not only did you win the singles trophy, I believe you were named the player of the tournament, and you helped the ladies team to the World Championship title as well. You must all be feeling elated at that kind of result.
Yeah, it was. We don't really have words for the tournament, to be honest. It's still setting.
Okay. Amy, what age did you first pick up a pool cue, and what got you involved in the sport in the first place?
A friend of my mom's used to play, and I've been playing since I was about 7 years old. So it's been many, many years.
Okay, you started very young then. I mean, it's something that I only discovered as in my late teens when I got to varsity. So you were obviously exposed to the sport much earlier on. A seven-year-old girl messing around the pool table, from there to world champion, is quite a journey. Talk to us a little bit about what it took to get you to that level of competition.
Sure. I personally feel if I had started at a later age, I might have gotten further quicker.
Really?
Obviously, you need to grow within the sport, and your maturity levels and that sort of thing, I felt, put me back a couple of years. But everybody's got a different journey, and, you know, some people get to the top quicker than others. So I guess everybody's journey is special.
Now, Amy Claire, I know that your mom was one of your biggest supporters in your sport and in life, and that very sadly you lost her to breast cancer about a year ago. It must have been quite a bittersweet moment for you to win that tournament in Blackpool without her by your side.
Yeah, definitely. I miss her terribly. She was at every single tournament that I played at. She never missed one. So, and the ones that she couldn't get to, the international ones, I would speak to her every day. And so it's been challenging to obviously have to play these tournaments without her. And as you say, like, it's bittersweet, especially winning them. It's a lot easier to lose to a certain degree than to win without her.
Yeah. And I believe you've actually had a tattoo that reminds you of her to be with you during those games, Amy Claire. Let's talk a little bit about preparation, because I know that at the time that your mom was fighting cancer, you were trying to support her through chemotherapy while simultaneously trying to train to compete at the highest level of your sport. Can you talk to us about what your training regime looks like and how many hours a day you put in?
Well, when my mom was diagnosed, I wasn't really playing at all. If I'm not mistaken, I wasn't really that competitive in league either. I just mainly spent my time with her. But this year, I've put in a lot of time. I play from obviously my home club, and, you know, they allow me time to practice, and I put in 5 to 6 hours a day. And then I still compete in my league matches 2 or 3 times a week, and then some weekends we still have tournaments. So it's been quite a hectic year in terms of pool. A lot of people unfortunately can't do that. You know, everybody still has normal work lives and, you know, families. I know my family's taken a bit of strain with the amount of time that I've spent away this year. So, yeah, we need to start making some big decisions in that regard.
I mean, this is a sport that doesn't attract a huge amount of sponsorship, as I understand. It's not easy to be a full-time competitor at the highest level when you are, as you say, still holding down a full-time job and without that kind of financial support. For example, did the Proteas ladies team receive any kind of support or funding to get to this tournament in Blackpool?
So I know, like, individually, we all sort of try to find sponsors our own way. I personally, friends of mine actually held a golf day for me, which helped me raise funds. But we really don't get support. And I know, the ladies that I won it alongside with, it's Michelle, Joy, Debbie, and Madeleine, and then Anaya being our manager. I mean, we're all funding everything ourselves, and we do take strain, and our families take strain because of our passion. We didn't get any prize money that side either. You get the trophy and the title, and, you know, but we all play because we love it, and we hope that maybe one day, you know, things will change.
Emmy Claire, as you come back home, what's next for you? As you say, very, very difficult to continue competing at that level when it's at huge, enormous personal cost financially and in terms of time. Are you able to say, I've already got the next tournament in sight and I'm going for it?
Well, the next tournament is actually the All Africa Championships, which is being held in Morocco. I think that's October, if I'm not mistaken. And then there's also another tournament in Cyprus in November, which is your Nations Cup, and that's like the bigger tournaments that are coming up. Morocco, three of us from the team that have just won the World Championships, and myself, Michelle, and Joy, we're selected to go represent in Morocco, but obviously we need to fund that, so we're hoping we'll all go. We want to all go, so yeah, we'll see.
Well, I'm sure you'll agree with the WhatsApp that's just popped onto my screen from our listener, Alex, saying these women are champions. How are they not getting prize money or sponsorship? And are the men's team still getting paid with no results, is a question?
As far as I know, none of the team events winners get prize money at the World Championships. It's only in your singles events. But yeah, I mean, it's very sad. It's very, very sad. Especially since it costs us an absolute fortune to go over.
Yeah. Given that fact, do you think this is something that you're going to be able to continue doing for a couple of years? Or is there going to come a point, you think, where you have to give up the sport you love because the realities of life and the bills to be paid come knocking?
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously, I want to play for as long as possible. I love it. It's also like my escape from the world. I think all the girls have that in common, and, you know, we do it because we really, really love it. And for as long as people are willing to help and sponsor, you know, we will be able to play. I guess at some point it might not be feasible, but yeah, we're just hoping to continue for now, at least.
And we hope that that is something you're able to do for some time yet. Amy Claire King, congratulations once again on your success. She is the 2019 World Masters Singles Champion. And congratulations to the Proteas teammates who took the team title. Joy Willenberg, Michelle Rabi, Debbie Europa, Madeleine Olafia, and to their team manager, Anaya Roo, for the effort in getting them there and enjoying that success. And glad to be able to give a little bit of recognition. Very sad to hear that there is no financial reward for that achievement at the very highest level of their sport. And let's hope that that's something that changes in the foreseeable future.